Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud, mitzvah Kuf Yud, mitzvah 110. As we move away from the Shemana Mishcha, the three mitzvahs related, and we get back to a topic that we discussed last week, and that is related to the Ketores. We spoke about the mitzvah of creating and making the Ketores, which is burned on the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach HaKetores, each and every day in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the beginning of Kisisa, which is the larger discussion of Ketores. We just had it based on the pasuk at the end of Tetzaveh. But here in Kisisa, we have the major discussion of Ketores. But the mitzvah was already counted, so here is just the isser of making the Ketores improperly. The Torah tells us, V'yomar Hashem Moshe, Kach lecha samim nata v'shechelos v'chelbana. Samim, ulevon ezaka. Take these ingredients, these spices, bad b'badiyah, put it together. V'yasisa usa Ketores, rokach masi rokeach, mix it up well. Mimulach tahar kodesh. Memulach, what is memulach? Just as a side point, memulach is a machlokas, what it means. Rashi says memulach means well mixed. You have to mix them all well. Memulach. The Ramban says memulach means literally with melach, with salt. The Gemara in Menachos, actually today's daf and yesterday's daf, talk about salting the Ketores. Tar kodesh. Vishachachtim men hadig. You have to grind it very finely. Vinasadim men lefanahedis. You have to put it. So this mitzvah was already counted. But at the end, you have the additional point. Vahak Ketores asher taaseh b'mas kunta. Lo sa'asu lachem, kodesh tiyah l'chal Hashem. You're not allowed to make the Ketores b'mas kunta in its exact measurements, as we spoke about yesterday. Ish asher yaseh kamoha l'ariyachba. If a man makes it kamoha, like those measurements, l'ariyachba, in order to smell, v'nichras me'amav. He will get be cut off from his nation. He is chayiv kari. So that's the issue we're talking about here, related to the Ketores. But just even before we get into it, there is a discussion from yesterday's mitzvah that also relates to today's mitzvah, which I said that I'll start off with. And that is, making the Ketores, the Isra, is only with its exact measurements. How could we be so exact, asked the Menchas Chinuch in yesterday's mitzvah? We're humans. There's a concept in the Gemara that's called E'ef Shel Etzamtzem. You can't do it exact. So if the mitzvah is to do it, or the aveira is not to do it in the exact, how could we ever be responsible? We will never get it to be exact. So the Menchas Chinuch answered yesterday, a very important yisod, that it's an assumption of the mitzvah, or of the aveira, that if it's about a certain amount of an item, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand. If there's a mitzvah that has nothing to do with an exact amount or an exact time, like the firstborn of an animal, and two animals happen to come in at the same time, so that's a separate issue that came upon this mitzvah, and we say it's impossible that it happened at the same time. Fine. But when it comes to a mitzvah, Hashem says, eat an akzayis matzah, or don't do this, don't do that. Regarding a shear, so obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, and we would be chayav or pater if we do the best we can. But along the way, the Menchas Chinuch quoted the principle. He quoted it six lines from the bottom in the first column. Lo nitzna Torah lo malachei asharis. After all, the Torah was not given to angels. The Torah was given to people. That principle is used in the Gemara in a number of places. To basically teach that Hashem understands. We don't have to be so exact. Lo nitzna Torah lo malachei asharis. The Gemara in Kiddushin, just as one example, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Dalet, talks about the begadim that the Kohanim wore. So we learn that the Kohanim wore, some of the begadim of the Kohanim had shatnez in them. The Avnin had shatnez in it. How could you wear it? So this is Machlokas Ramam Ravid, which we've touched on in the past, whether they're only allowed to wear B'Shas Avoda or Shlo B'Shas Avoda. But even if you only say it's allowed B'Shas Avoda, the second you have to do the Avoda, you gotta quickly take it off. So the Gemara there says, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Just go normally. The Torah wasn't given to angels. It was given to people, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. That's one place it's used. Another place it's used in terms of when they had to do some shiputzim, they had to do some fixing, renovations inside the Beis HaMikdash. How is somebody allowed to go inside and see the Azara and see the Kodesh Kodashim? Again, the Gemara says in Me'ilah, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. This is a principle that's used in a couple of Gemaras, but then it's expanded upon by Achronim. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchas Tefillah, talking about Kavana. We could all relate to this. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Tzadik Tes, Tefillah hu ka'omi l'fnei ha-melech, u'l'fi zeh tzorach l'hakan atzmo al Kavana na'osa l'amod l'fnei melech malchay l'lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do the best we can. We have to know we're standing in front of the King of the world. V'yal kol zeh, im amdo b'tefillah, nizbal b'la Kavana. So, if I didn't have Kavana for part of the Tefillah, lo nitna Torah l'malachay ha-sharis. U'ma yuchal la'so, we're human. What could we do? That is why Lamaisa, we paskin in our day and age, you never go back if you didn't have kavana. Yes, Reb Chaim talks about two types of kavana, which we've touched on, kavana, what the words mean, and kavana standing in front of the king, and he says one is ma'akev, but Lamaisa, we don't go back if we didn't have kavana. Because avol omid atzmo mikodem lispar below kavana ein lechala hazal gedolam izu. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. At least when you're about to daven, when you're starting Shmona Esrei, you have to realize, okay, I'm starting Shmona Esrei. At least try at the beginning. The ein meshukatz yotzer mizeh liklanis leplatrin shel melech bebilbul adas. Starting Shmona Esrei, thinking about something totally different. That's disgusting, says the Aruch HaShulchan. If it's during Shmona Esrei, even during the first bracha, but as the three steps forward, I'm about to start Shmona Esrei. At least we have to think about that. If you don't have it at the beginning, it's terrible. Tfilas HaToeva, V'tzarch L'achzor L'spal in that case. But in a regular case, well, hopefully we start off with Kavana, we might lose it in the middle, says the Aruch HaShulchan, L'nit N'Torah L'Malachei HaSharis. This principle is also used, just in Yonah D'Yoma, through Shloshim Yom L'Fei HaChag, in Hilchas Pesach, in various contexts of Hilchas Pesach. Just to quote you some of the examples. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yud Siman Chav Zayin, where he quotes a minhag of some who would not eat matzah the entire Pesach except for the Seder. Because they're worried, the chashos, of what happened with the matzah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Tzitz Eliezer, come on. Miyuto lahargish. I don't even have to tell you. She'ein kol makom shel chumr shel lechol matzah b'sharim ea Pesach. That's a chumr that's totally inappropriate. Big ol chashos. Lo ninator l'malachei sharis. We did the best we can. And once you have the matzah, assume it's kosher, fine, wonderful matzah. And therefore, they knocks out that minhag. Number one, the Yechavidas, Rav Avadi Yosef, has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Yudches, where he talks about checking your maror for bugs. Alechasa. Shemitsuyim Bataloim. We know romaine lettuce always has bugs, unless it's grown in a certain way where it doesn't. But in general, you have to soak the lettuce beforehand. In Bechozos, Yish Lakachas Osam Leseder Lelepesach Lematzos Mitzvahs Maror Lekorech. Ula Achar Bedikas Alem Mitaloim. Should you, after you check them, could you use them? Oh, yesh lahadav aleim as a tamcha, shein tolam mitzuyim, or should you use the other type of harder horseradish? If you really think that this is a better maror. So he goes through the whole discussion. First of all, halachically, what is called lettuce, what is not called lettuce? And then he says, ein safik, shemakayim is mar behil kalacha, bechazeres, a love livdok, heitev, ba'ayin yafu, briyas, aliachasa. Beatulam, you have to check the leaves properly. Shekolto las hagdela bimchuber beverzi yorakos chayiv. That's an issur of sheretz. But once you check it, he says, then that's it. He says, "Mikom akom laachar bediga hakazeres lakarpas karoi ubaayin yafe uberia ubekoved rosh ein lachish yoser latalam tana meoshin emnirim laayin bilti mizuyenis." Then don't worry about it. If there's something tiny, tiny, tiny that you don't see, don't worry about it. Shemer avru mitachas yado sharei lo nina tar lamalachei sharis. You don't have to worry. The Torah was not given to angels, and therefore you don't have to worry. You don't have to take a sechukas magdalas. You don't have to take a magnifying glass, which the Aruch HaShulchan in a different context also mentions. As it gets to the water issues, right? If you take a microscope, you'll see bugs flying into your mouth every second of life. And if you look in any water, there's things floating in there if you look at a microscope. But you know what? That's not how we live. So, says the Chavadas, once you checked, you checked. So again, this is a principle that comes up regarding these issues. One final source, and that is Al-Pi Hashkafa. I saw quoted the Shlach HaKadosh in Hilchis, in Mesechus Psachim, where he talks about this principle, L'nit Natar L'malachei Shareis, is something great about people and something very weak about people. He said, L'griyusa, because we're finite and we can't be so exact. So Hashem says, okay, I understand. But on the other hand, you could say, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, L'nit Natar L'malachei Shareis, the Torah was given to us. The Torah wasn't given to angels. The Gemara in Shabbos Peches. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell the angels why you deserve the Torah, and not that the Torah should stay in heaven. So Linnah Torah Malchei Shareis shows the godless of us as well. That principle, but that is all related to what the Minchas Chinuch talked about yesterday. And he could also talk about today. He doesn't because it was mentioned yesterday. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that as long as we do the best we can in terms of getting an exact measure for every mitzvah, for every aveira, then what it is included. Okay, so let's get now to the specific answer today. Shalol lasos ketores kedemus ketores is an usur to make the ketores in the exact way it was made in the Beis HaMikdash, Klomar, or the Mishkan. Shetia hakarvaso al inyan osana mishkalim, the exact weights of the spices used, v'yiskaven lahakter atzmoba, and you have kavana to make it in order to use yourself. Shenemar b'maskutolo sasu lachem, don't make it in the exact way. V'nemar aleha isha shayasa kamola riachba, if you make it in order to use, klomar sheyiskavein ba'asiyasa lahakter atzmo, if you have in mind to use it. What if you don't have a mind to use it? You just have a mind to make it. So like we said yesterday, just like yesterday's, there's no isser. in the Machon HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, so if I remember correctly, I was there years ago, they have all the spices that they didn't mix them. They just have them waiting for Mashiach to come, because they don't want to mix them right now. You're not going to use them anyway, and they want to make them to use them. And that's usher. So that's why they just have the spice. There's no isser in getting them ready. There's an isser of mixing them all together in the exact way. But just getting them ready to see what the spices are, that is okay. It's very interesting, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, it's a well-known Gemara, or the Mishnah even. The Mishnah lists off in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, certain families that were experts at certain parts of the Mishkan. The Elul Lignai, there were certain families that the Chazal, whenever they mentioned them, it was in a negative way. The Beis Garmu family did not want to teach anybody how to make the Lechem upon him. They did it in an unbelievably delicious way. They didn't want to teach. They wanted to keep it to themselves. It's family secret. Beis Avtinus didn't want to teach anybody about the Ketores. That's our mitzvah. They didn't want to teach anybody about how to make it. And Hukris ben Levi, he didn't want to teach anybody how to do this fancy special way of singing. He was a Levi. They sung, and the Ben Kamsar, they didn't want to teach anybody to write. He used to be able to write two different things, put two pens in his hand, and write two different things at the same time. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches. But the Gemara continues that there was certain families tried to imitate the Maaseh HaKetores, and it didn't work, because the Beis Avtinus family, the smoke went straight up, as we know from the Ketores. And here, it's split. Anyway, that's a Gemara that says that they didn't want, the Gemara said they had good intentions. They didn't want, they knew, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me just find the line. Also, lecharev, the bais is going to be destroyed. Shema yomod adam sheinu mahugan v'yelch v'yabara v'oris kachamim bekach. I'm going to teach. We're going to teach another family. The secret's going to get out. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, they're going to bring this ketores to an avodah zarah. So we don't want that. That's why they didn't want to teach. But Chazal still were masker than l'gnai. They said it was inappropriate. You should teach certain other families in a proper setting in that way. So that's related to this issur of making it the Beis Avtinus. They didn't want to even teach anybody. Rav Sarutskin in Azayim LaTorah asks why in our mitzvah not to make the Isurim of Ketores, Kimat, everything about the Ketores is Torah Shebal Peh. Only 4 of the 11 spices are even mentioned in the Torah. The other 7 are Mesorah. Some say in Minchas Chinuch, in Os Aleph, he says, some say they're Durabanan. Durabanan figured out what the other 7 are. Some say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But so much is Torah Shebal Peh. What are the amounts of the spices? How much do they weigh? How do you mix it? It's all Torah Shebal Peh. Ask the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarutskin, why here by the Isser of Ketores, it doesn't say anything in the Torah, hardly anything. While in the previous discussion of Shemen HaMishcha, it said the exact measurements and weights of everything, of all the ingredients in the Torah. Why does the Torah Shebal Chav go out of its way by Shemen HaMishcha and leaves everything hidden when it comes to Ketores? Says the Zayim Latar Venir Ali, Shebe Shemen HaMishcha ain kim'at chshash. By the Shemen HaMishcha, there's no chshash that anybody's going to make it. Why? As we discussed, because it's impossible to make it properly without an ace. So there's no chshash. The Torah doesn't have to be worried. The Torah can give you all the exact amounts, and you're not going to make it anyway. Yes, we said, so what's the issur then? Trying to make it, if an ace occurs. But either way, there's a less of a chance. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to say it. But by the Ketores, Shebahachanasa ain shum nace, there's no nace by his preparation. Kayim chshash gadol. There's a big chshash on Hashim she'ina mehuganim. Improper, inappropriate people will get it. And make it la'riachba, maybe even la'avodah zarah. And that's why the Torah leaves it silent. Interesting, the Torah itself doesn't want to lead people to do Averis, and therefore it says everything by the Shemen HaMishcha, but it does not say a lot by the Ketores. Weiter, says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Mashach Asav Nebisr Mashiach Asa Shemen. Look what I learned by making the Shemen. The Isser there to make the Shemen, because you want to keep, if you remember the Chinuch said, you want the more that something is hidden, the more that something is off limits, makes it more special. So too here, the more it's off limits, you're not allowed to make the Ketores. Though this is this is the most beautiful, amazing smell that ever was created by a human. That's what the Ketores was. We said that it was smelled in, they smelled it in Yericho. We discussed the Ravid, Dafkin Yericho, or all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho. It was, think of the greatest smell that we ever smelled. And this was 100 times greater than that, the Ketores. They didn't want it to be smelled except from Yerushalayim, except from the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why there's this issur. Good. Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amru Zecharnam Lavracha. Sheha Osa Osa Lehisla Made Olamokha Lesira Pater. If you don't make it to use, but you made it because you want to practice, you want to see if you know how to make it, you know, without using it, or you want to sell it or give it, so that is not Asur Da Araisa. Viha Osa Filuk Sas Mimena. But here, it's different than the previous Aveira. Even if you only make part of it with the same ratios. That's also usur. Kolzman shenasa osoksas. As long as you make some of it, lefi mishkolas aktaras shachayim, according to the ratios. Umasha amru shaktaras aizanasa bizman abayis b'choshana v'shana. The Gemara says in Krisus that they made the ktores every single year in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, they did it every single day. A little in the morning, a little in the afternoon. V'yem chaser ha'osa achas, osa achas misa mamneha, chayiv misa. If in the Migdash, when they're making the Torahs, they left one out, chayiv misa. What do we know that from? We say it in Pita Matoris, right? If you leave chizer achas b'chosa mamneha, chayiv misa. So there is a, you think, what does this basically have to do with my life? There is a Ramah in Arachayim. The Ramon Arachayim. What does the Ramon Arachayim say? Mitzvah, it's Simen, Kuf Lamed Beis, says the Ramah, the Yesh Lomar Pita Maktores Erev Oboker Acharat Tfila. There's a mitzvah, there's an inyan, there's a halacha, says the Ramah, there's a minug, whatever you want to call it, to say Pita Maktores every morning. It says Erev Oboker, Erev, Pash means the Karbanis before Mincha, Nusach Sfard, and Boker, Acharat Tfila, to say Pita Maktores. The Omer Tchila Enke Elokeinu. First you say Enke Elokeinu, then you say Pita Maktoris. That's what it says. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzarach Ian, why on Shabbos do we do it after Musaf? The Torah was given before the Musaf. Maybe we should say it beforehand. But that's what it says. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, by Erev, we mean Mincha. But that is to say it twice a day, just like they brought the Torah twice a day, the Beis HaMikdash. Some say that we're Yosei twice, because we say it once in Karbanis. Pita Maktoris is in Karbanis, and it's also at the end of Tfila. The question is, though, this is only a minog in Eretz Yisrael to say it every day. In Chutz Laaretz, they don't say it every day. The Yesha Kasvu, says the Ramah, continuing, the Yesha Kasvu, li zaher lomar pita maktoris mitoch haksav v'lo balpeh. Make sure to say pita maktoris from a sitter. From mitoch haksav. Why? Mishum daha amira bimkom ha-haktara. Because saying it is like bringing it. V'chayshinan shema yedalig echad misamaneha. Maybe you're going to leave one out. V'yamrina shehu chayev misa imchitz or achad misamaneha. If we say pita maktaris and we leave out an ingredient, chayev misa, says the Ramah. V'lochein, therefore, nagu shalo la'omro b'chol. That's where the minhag in Chutz Laaretz comes from, of Nusach Ashkenaz. That's why they don't say it on a weekday. Shememar in l'mata, they're rushing out to work. V'chayshinan shema yedalig. And we're worried that you're going to miss a word. That's why, in Eretz Yisrael, because everybody's hanging out in shul a little more, nobody's running out to work, but the minhag is to say it. But either way, we have to be careful when we say it. Or Nusach Sfard in Chutz Laaretz is the minhag to say it. But that's what the Ramah says. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is Befakpeh. Come on. You're comparing saying it and burning it. If you say it, you leave out a word. V'od ain't misa b'mezid. V'lachena medaktikim nogan l'omer b'chol yod. The Magen Avraham says, you should say it every day. Just say it slowly. Just say it carefully. And then, V'yesha Kasvu, some say that if you only say it on Shabbos, you have to be really careful because you're not used to saying it. We say it every day, but either way, this is the Pita Maktoris. The Arizal says the Ktoris is, saying Pita Maktoris is very important. It protects from other, or your tefillah, from the Makatragim, Al Pi Kabbalah, but this is the issue. It's interesting, what's the reason the Ramah quotes not to say it? It's dangerous. You might say it quickly. Do we ever have a Ptur that, a mitzvah could be dangerous? We usually don't say that. If a mitzvah is difficult, if a mitzvah is challenging, if your life's in danger, okay. But generally, if a mitzvah is risky, we still do the mitzvah. Still do the mitzvah. So it's somewhat unusual, the Ramah says. You don't see Pita Maktoris because you might rush out. So don't rush out. If you're supposed to say it, don't rush out and say it. We have a little parallel in the midst of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting sheet at the end of Ksubis. The Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud, quotes a famous sheet of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Cohen says, why is it that so many people don't make Aliyah Bezmanas, eh? Says Reb Chaim Cohen 800 years ago, because Yish kama mitzvos atulios ba'aretz, v'kama onshin, de'enanu yecholon li zar ba'hem, v'lam ad'aleyem. Oh, so many mitzvos atulios ba'aretz. How are we going to do it? Truma, Meiser, Tevel, Shemitah. Oh, so it's better not to live there. That's what Reb Chaim Cohen says. Ol yachrodim, the Maharit. Maharit says, what is he talking about? We never have such a concept. If a mitzvah is difficult, so you work at it. You don't say, so we don't do it. The Maharit says, how does he say this? We never have this. And therefore the Maharit and other Achronim say, it must be that it's a Tos Sofer. It can't be there. Reb Chaim Cohen said it, because we never have that attitude. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva and Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin, hey, he quotes that it must be Talmud Torah Kasvo. He says it can't be. But this is another example that you have this Ramah, very unusual. Very unusual that you don't see Pita Maktoris because you should, but people are going to rush out. But so tell people not to rush out. But either way, that is a parallel that we have in halacha. Continuing weiter in the Chinuch, v'nohages mitzvah zu shal isra asiyasa, b'chol makam, b'chol zman, the mitzvah applies always, anytime, any place, b'zacharim and b'nekevus, males and females. V'over aleha v'asim manal v'fi mishkala l'hariyachma, if somebody makes it in order to smell it, b'mezit chayev kares, b'shogri chayev chadis kavua, fine, if you make it. Abol hamiriyachba, let's say I just smelled it. I smelled a ktoris that somebody made. There's no karis there. I violate the Isra Mi'ila, possibly. Maybe not for punishment, because there's a question whether there's kol ma'al rever reyach, whether just smelling something, there's a full Isra Mi'ila, but this Isra is not violated except by somebody who makes it. Who makes it? 2 points in the Minchas Chena. 1 point is in number one, in Os Aleph. Back to Os Aleph, where he mentions what we alluded to before, that the other seven Samamanim that are not in the Torah are either Durabanan or Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So he asked the Menachas Chinuch, according to the Mandamah, the other seven are Durabanan. You're going to be Chayiv Kares for making a mixture where seven of the ingredients are Durabanan? Durabanan created? He says, that connects to my sugya, my topic that I've mentioned 10 times already, which is the Rabbanan is affecting Daraisas. The Rabbanan told you how to do a mitzvah, an Isser Daraisa, how do you violate it? Is that going to bring you an Isser Karis? So that's number one in Sifkat and Aleph, discussed by the Minchas Chena. If you turn the page to the end also, an Oz Vav, the Minchas Chinuch says something, Baruch Hashem, that we said is yesterday, but I didn't know it was the Minchas Chinuch then. We said it yesterday. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ubalav Zeh, Ubalav HaKodem, Basi Hashem and HaMishcha, Nira Pasha, Delo Shaya Chatzi Shir. There's no concept of Chatzi Shir when it comes to this, meaning only make, using half the ingredients and half the measurements, or not the same ratio, like he says, but half of the ratios, let's say. So then, or yesterday, we have to do the exact amount. There's no concept of chatzi shir. Why? Because he says, kiva de pitma lachatzoin, im yase odo mahani klal, kiva de bashasa siyazu lohaya kamaskanu so. And so, but look at his comparison. Third to last line, vized dome le iser shabbos pachos midalad amos. Does this to carry something for Amos and Rosh Hashanah? What if you only carry two Amos? That's chatzi shir? No. Chatzi shir means if you eat treif, but you didn't eat enough of the treif. You did the full aveira, but not enough of the shir. If you only walk two Amos, that's half of a malacha, what we called yesterday from the Sfas Emes. That's chatzi malacha. That's not chatzi shir. So it's nothing. Until you get to the full action, so then it's nothing. It's like an akira without a hanacha. It's like walking two Amos. So the same thing here. If you only have half the ingredients, you have all the ingredients. So that's not going to be chatzi shir. That will be like chatzi malacha. Exactly what we said yesterday. Dok besichlech v'tireh. Says, check out in your intellect, says the Minchas Chinuch, and you'll see, Ve'in Sarach L'Harech, I don't have to speak longer about this. Again, this is a, Chatzi Shir in general is a big issue. Just to mention one source that I don't think I've mentioned in my previous mentions of Chatzi Shir, just to mention the question, fascinating question. The Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, has a tshuva in Siman Mem Aleph, where he talks about, let's say, a chole has, he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, because he's sick, but he has a hefter to eat Chatzi Shir, a half of a shir, but he eats a whole shir. So is he punishable with karis? Because he only ate a chatzi shir be'isr, but altogether he ate a whole shir. He had a heter to eat a chatzi shir. So is this considered a whole shir or not? That's his question. Or he says, "Relini chola b'shabbos." For a chola, you could cook him half a grogeris, and instead you cooked him a whole grogeris. See, maybe he says it's connected to dechuya and hutra. But if you have a binyan shlomo, feel free to look at it. Fascinating discussions. Not for now, but that is the Binyan Shlomo. Hopefully we'll get to talk about it again soon. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with another Avodah Zarah mitzvah coming up tomorrow.